It's 74 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell has officially kicked off his re-election campaign. O'Connell had already confirmed his intention to pursue a second term to the media, but the mayor publicly launched his campaign this week with an event at Slim and Husky's. The Nashville Banner reports he cited three projects as central to his first term: the Choose How You Move transit referendum, affordable housing and the Unified Housing Strategy, and the East Bank Project. O'Connell says renewed emphasis on city parks would be part of his second term if elected. Over his tenure, O'Connell has filed lawsuits with the state and the Trump administration over legislation targeting Nashville and federal funding cuts. He's also faced off with the federal government over immigration enforcement and faced criticism at times from progressive activists and council members over police surveillance and homeless encampments. Metro Council member Joe Stiles and neighborhood activist Lou Wilbanks have also started their own mayoral campaigns, though neither have reported how much they've raised. There's not much individuals can do about microplastics in our water, except finding a way to use less plastic and dispose of it properly. In an episode of This is Nashville about the presence of microplastics in Middle Tennessee, Anthony in Antioch called in to say there's only so much plastic we can safely do without. He sells plastic film for a large regional manufacturer.
Modern society, urban living, requires plastic film. We can't move food from where it's grown in a timely enough manner and protect it without that usage.
Other callers talked about moving to shampoo in bars and making coffee in a metal French press. In the Cumberland River, the presence of microplastic particles is on the high end of average levels for American rivers. The Tennessee River has double the rate of the Cumberland. However, tap water in Nashville is thought to be free of microplastics, with no trace found in the most recent Consumer Confidence Report. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.
Hey there. You are listening to Morning Edition on WPLN News with me, Cindy Abrams, and Blake Farmer here in the studio. We are here not necessarily celebrating so much as honoring our defunding anniversary. 1 year ago today, public media lost its federal funding. But we are still here. We are still listening to Morning Edition. We are still listening to Nina Cardona. Keep us updated about the latest here in Middle Tennessee. And that is because of you. You showed up 1 year ago today, and we are asking you to do so again. If you head to WPLN.org and hit give, you can show support that keeps us on the airwaves.
You know, we're not going to live in the past right now, but I do want to take a trip back to 1 year ago, because things were pretty scary in public radio land. And we weren't sure if our community would come through.